Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. This is Shakivia speaking. May I have your last name and your zip code?
Hi, Danny Miller, 98512. But it's not my account I'm calling about.
Okay. I have the person's information who you're calling about.
Okay. It's Chris Miller. You want their zip code?
Yes.
Oh, just a minute. Sorry about that.
And also, ma'am, is the account holder available?
No. No, I bought one for my daughter for Christmas, and I still haven't got it straightened out. She keeps trying to sign in, and it does not work. So, eventually we'll have to have her call you, I guess, but I got two of them straightened out, but hers still doesn't work. 98580.
Okay, and how may I assist you on today?
She's trying to get in. The gal said that she reset her password, but it's saying that her account or her address is invalid.
Her email address?
Yes.
Is it cowgirlup_985@yahoo.com?
Right.
Okay. So she may need a temporary email. Password. Just give me 1 second, okay?
Well, she had a temporary password. She put ABC1234 in there, and then it comes back. She sent me a copy. Just a minute. Oh. Sorry, I got so much stuff going on, and then I wait. Okay, it says not recognizing my email. And then she sent me a screenshot. It says forgot your password. We'll help you reset it. Invalid username or email. So.
Okay.
Is the right information under, well, it's still... See, it got mixed up with my other daughter's yesterday on another account. So, but I got that one straightened out. So, is it still linked somehow?
It doesn't show that it is because when I put the last name and that zip code in, only one account comes up. Although they may have different zip codes.
It does have a zip, yeah.
Yeah, it's saying invalid username or incorrect password, and I actually changed. I'm trying to see. And the correct email address is cowgirlup_985@yahoo.com.
985, yep. Because I verified it with her. It just says not recognizing my email is what she told me. But it should, right?
Yes, ma'am.
No. So, but you have an account under that name.
Christine Miller. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
So it's showing that's the email address that's on the account. Give me 1 second. Let me see something. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, ma'am, and I'm still here, okay?
What's that?
I said I was just still here on the line with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, ma'am, and I'm still here on the line, okay?
Okay.
And you said that is the correct email address?
It is.
Okay. Let me see if it hasn't just updated in the system yet. Okay, give me 1 second.
Sure. Take all the time you want.
Okay. It's going to get sorted out. We actually been having calls about all sorts of things today. Mainly resetting passwords. So your other daughter was able to log in with her email address. Was this email address on the other account as well?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so what happened is that you probably didn't log out on the Craftsy website fully because how it merged. You have to log out and then exit out of the web browser and then bring it back up. It sounds like a lot, I know, but they have a way of merging that way as well. And also, if you use the same debit card and if you did it in the same day, it sounds a little crazy, but
oh,
yes,
that's
ma'am.
What I might have done.
Sometimes
that's what
it
I was
can
wondering.
Do it that
I was
way
trying
as
to,
well.
Yeah, I was trying to use two cards so it wouldn't do that.
But in the process of us changing over from Blueprint to Craftsy, we have a lot of kinks and stuff we have to work out for those things not to happen to customers.
Okay. Well, you know, you've been the most helpful.
Thank you.
Called three times today.
I'm just waiting on my system to give me... Okay, so do you remember, is it Seashellar?
Yeah, that's Jill's. That's the one that was merged
623@AOL.com?
Yep.
Okay, so what needs to happen? Okay, because you updated, let me guess, you updated this account, right, with the correct email address, right?
The cowboy app, yeah.
Okay,
cowgirl
so if you
app.
Update it, it normally takes about maybe 2 to 3 business days for it to fully update. So,
oh,
yes,
really?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So
okay.
Give me 1 second and I can try this temporary password. Okay, we're in. So the only thing is that you have to wait at least. What day did you actually update it? Let's get that information first.
Well, yesterday I called and updated the email for Cowgirl Up,
mm-hmm.
and then it got mixed up with Seashellar, my other daughter's. And so
mm-hmm.
when Chris signed in, it had her sister's name
mm-hmm.
on it. So
mm-hmm.
so that was all yesterday.
Okay.
And then I called this morning, and the gal reset or made sure all the information was correct.
Mm-hmm.
Reset everyone's password so that
mm-hmm.
they could go in to ABC1234 so they could go in and sign in.
Mm-hmm.
And the only one that's tried to sign in is the Cowgirl Up one.
And that was the only one that wasn't able. Okay. So what happened is that once you update that information, sometimes it goes directly through our system. Sometimes it takes its time. It just depends. You know,
okay.
Technology is its own thing. So
<Yep.
laughs> what happened with that... it didn't quite go through yet. It didn't update it as of yet. It normally takes about 2 to 3 business days. So what you're
okay.
going to do is I did set her temporary password. and it's going to be her first name with a capital C. It's Christine. And then it's going to be 123. But she will have to sign in with the C. Scheller email address until it tells her it's an incorrect email address and it doesn't give her access to log in. And then she can start using the Calgora Up email
address.
Why
don't I have her just wait 2 days and try it again?
Yes, ma'am. That'll work as well.
But she'll still have the temporary password of
she'll still have the temporary
C123.
Password. Yes, until she can until she logs in and she can change it. She'll have it.
Good. I'll just let them all wait for 2 days and then
okay.
What's today? Tuesday? What's today? Yeah.
Today's Tuesday. So I'll say try and log in again by the end of Thursday.
Okay.
Or you can try Thursday morning. It should be in the process of actually changing because you called and had it done yesterday, right?
Yeah, right.
So, yeah. I'll say try Thursday, and if not, then I'll say try Thursday morning. And if it's not allowing you to log in with the correct email address, then try Thursday evening and not try Friday morning. But it should be switched by Thursday, no later than Thursday.
Well, I'll tell you something else. When I got one for all three of my daughters, and the other daughter, Jen, I did her email incorrectly too. It must have been I must have been very tired when I was doing this. So, I called and corrected that this morning. We'll see if any of them work by the end of the week.
Yeah, it happens. Just keep in mind, if you do a gift another membership, just to log all the way out, hit the sign out button, and exit out of the browser. And by then, we may be up to date and not merge accounts that use the same card. So yes,
okay. Well, I just appreciate your help. So.
Oh, you're welcome. If you can you try log in for me so we can make sure that you have access?
For me?
Yes, for this
or
account.
For whose? Mm-hmm.
Christine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because we wouldn't want to have you call back and then be on hold.
Well, I spent about 2 hours on hold today. So.
Oh, wow. I do apologize about that.
I know, you're busy. And I do other things. I just put you on speaker and do other things. So.
Okay. Like me when I call places.
Yep. Never thought about trying to sign in from my computer. Instead of making them do it.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I'm not thinking at all. Well, I just had a car accident the other day, and it's just like the whole week's been kind of a screwed up. So.
Yeah, I definitely understand. And I think the closer it gets to Christmas, things just go haywire.
Yeah, I tried with her Cowgirl Up and C123, and it says invalid username or incorrect password. So,
okay, so try the C. Scheller email address.
Do I have to sign all the way out before I try it again?
No, ma'am. Just go back
and
put the information.
Okay. No, the temporary password they gave her was ABC1234. I'm going to try that one, right?
No, ma'am. I just changed it. It's going to be her first name, Christine,
oh, okay,
with a capital C, and then 123.
Oh, I okay. But is this going to, okay. But is Jill's not going to be able to get into hers then?
With that email address?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to make a difference because of the account numbers and the passwords.
Okay, it won't get into, it won't go into that either. So, same thing, invalid email.
Okay. And you're trying the C-Sheller?
C-Sheller 623 and then C123, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
And are you putting at AOL.com?
Yes.
Okay. And it's not working with Christine 123?
It's not working with the C123, no.
No, it's going to be Christine with a capital C. It's going to be her whole name.
Oh, a whole name.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
You're fine. No, you're fine.
So C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E.
Yes.
C-H-R-I-S-T-I. Well, maybe that's why it didn't work. Nope, it didn't like that. So let me try the other one then, Cowgirl. Since
well, it let me log in with that email address.
With C-Sheller?
Mm-hmm. And see, on this one, it's saying... 1 second. Yep, it let me log in. So let me try and sign out and then let you go ahead and sign in.
Okay.
And it's going to be a capital C with Christine.
It's been blocked too many attempts.
Okay. So, are you trying from a computer?
From my phone.
Okay, from your phone. And yep. You have an iPhone or Android?
I have a what?
Do you have an iPhone or Android?
Android.
Okay. So, you'll be using the regular web. Let's see.
I can go to my computer and try it.
Yep, it gave me access. I am logged in, and it's under Jill Dart. How do you pronounce your last name?
Is it Doherty? Jill,
yes.
Doherty, yeah. Yeah, that's
yes.
My other daughter, yeah. But I don't want Christine's under that. I want... You see what I mean?
Okay, so the account that I'm currently in, is this Christine's account?
C-Sheller is Jill's.
Right, but until that information updates, she'll have to use that email
okay,
address.
Got it. Okay.
So are you in?
Oh, no, I haven't. We were still talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. So with that, until the email address updates, it's going to show
yep.
this Seashellar on Christine's account. And so what Christine's going to have to do is go in and go to profile and then change her username as well. Because all of her information is correct. Her name is in here. So, yes, that's about the only thing she's going to have to do.
So Jill and her both have Seashellar right now.
Right now until Christine's update.
Okay, but mm-hmm. Jill should be able to get into hers, okay.
Yes, with the same email address, but with her own personal password.
With the temporary password that...
Yes.
That you gave me or that the other gal gave me, ABC1234, this
yes.
morning. Okay, got it.
The only one
so
that will have
share
a specific...
This, okay.
Yeah, they just share the email address as for right now until Christine's update.
See, no one... Okay, that makes a lot of sense then. And then...
No one explained that to you earlier?
Nobody explained that.
Well,
I just thought it was done.
Sorry
and
about that.
I just thought, oh, they fixed it? Okay, it should all work. Okay. So after Christine gets in,
mm-hmm.
not today, but anytime or tomorrow or yeah, anytime. Well, anytime she can go in and change her.
Yes.
Her name? Her.
Her username, because all of her information is correct.
But if I let her, if I tell her to wait a couple days and sign in as Cowgirl Up, then it should work, right?
It should work, yes, ma'am.
Okay, we'll just do that. We'll wait till Thursday or Friday and have them all sign in, and then
yes.
you may hear from me again.
That's fine. We can get it sorted out because, you know, it causes a lot of confusion when it's done that way.
Yeah.
And it can be two different accounts, and they'll merge together if they're using the same card. Or let's say, for instance, if your mom comes over and she starts a membership and she doesn't physically log out or hit sign out and then exit out of the web browser, what's going to happen when you click on that web browser and try and do your membership as well? It's going to merge you guys' account.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm. So okay. Just remember to physically log out and hit that web browser, exit out of it, and then just bring it back up.
Okay, perfect. And
You're
if
welcome.
They have any problem, I'm just going to give them the phone number and let them call.
Yes, no problem.
Is that okay?
Yes,
okay.
It is.
Okay. Can I do a... see, I'm old. I forget words. Can I tell them how good you were? Is there somewhere way I can do that?
Sure. Hold one moment.
I'm sorry. What's your name again?
It's Shakivia.
It's Shakivia. Okay.
Yes. All right. Allow me 1 second.